This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
The winning of the West was not accomplished by rugged individualists operating on their own. It was done at the public trough.
That's Howard Wilshire, who is part of a trio of scientists trained in geology and other disciplines who've recently written The American West at Risk: Science, Myths, and Politics of Land Abuse and Recovery. The 600-page book was just published by Oxford University Press and, among other things, documents many ways in which popular ideas about the history of the American West are, to our detriment, often exaggerated or completely wrong. An example, says co-author Jane Nielsen, is the notion of the cowboy way of life, the idealized rugged individual who helped to win the West.
The myths that drive our land use decisions now are really based on the sort of two-penny sheets that were turned out by fiction writers back in the 1890s, the story of the showdown at the OK Corral and so forth. These are the things that drive the decisions that are made and produce an image in the public's mind of what the Western lifestyle is and what, quote, we don't want to lose, unquote, even though we've already lost it. It was gone a long time ago.
But if that lifestyle is gone, the policies it fostered live on, Nielsen adds, such as the grazing leases that continue to cover huge swaths of publicly owned land in the 11 Western states.
The problem is not that there's a way of life, but that so much public land is dedicated to people using the public land to support that way of life, with actually a huge drain on the public purse because there's not enough compensation.
Even worse, says Nielsen, are the massive federal water projects that dot the West, providing water for agricultural users in areas that might otherwise be too dry for farming or ranching.
That's paid for by the taxpayers of the United States, largely. And those water systems, which are extremely costly, the water price is actually very low to the farmers. If they have a permit for using the water from the Bureau of Reclamation, they can resell it to municipalities at a huge profit, which the public is subsidizing.
Another figure from the mythology of the West is the grizzled old prospector seeking silver or gold across a barren landscape. He, too, is long gone, says Wilshire, replaced by immense mechanical operations.
There were many, many prospectors that went out panning gold. But today, gold is mined by digging enormous pits in the ground to mine gold whose concentration is a tenth of an ounce per 100 tons. So you're digging huge holes to get very little.
Mining on that scale is clearly unsustainable, adds Nielsen.
We're now at the point where we're using more energy to get less resource. And the end result is that it all goes into garbage. Our biggest product is garbage. And in a relatively short period of time, we will not have the energy to go after these very poor ores anymore. We will have to be mining our garbage dumps.
That's one cautionary conclusion from the American West at Risk. We'll explore some others in tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.